بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is a brief account on the shared matters between and commonalities between Sufism and so-called Shiaism, better known as Rafida. First, some of the Sufis use the word Isma, which means infallibility. And others, they say or use the word Hifz, which means preservation from committing acts of disobedience. Is there a difference between these two terms? Let us see what Ash-Sha'rani, a highly quote respected reference to the Sufis, he put it by saying, quote, "The difference is in the wording, not in the meaning," end of quote. This is in his book Al-Jawahir wa-Durar, page 127. So therefore, according to Ash-Sha'rani, a top reference to the Sufis, there is no difference between the term infallibility and hifz, preservation. He said, the difference is in the wording, not in the meaning. Another person by the name of Sa'id Hawa from Jordan, a known Sufi who died in Jordan, he said, some of the Sufis consider the karama, the extraordinary thing done on the hands of some. They consider it evidence for sainthood. They consider it evidence for wilaya, sainthood. And that the wilaya, sainthood, is an indication of isma. Indication of isma. Infallibility. Accordingly, he continues, they based upon this concept the obligatory adherence to and consultation with the Sufi Sheikh in all affairs, making it binding to stick to whatever he says, taking from him fatawa and way of conduct regarding every matter. End of quote. This is in Sa'id Hawaz, Tarbiyatuna Ruhiyya, page 219. Al-Qushayri, in his known book called Ar-Risala Al-Qushayriya, he stated that, quote, know that one of the most majestic miracles which belong to the awliya, to the saints, is the constant success to conduct acts of obedience and a disposition that prevents disobedience and violations. This is in his Risala Al-Qushayriya, page 667. Further, in his definition of the Wali, the saint, Al-Qushayri said, quote, Allah does not create Al-Khudlan for him, meaning to the Wali, which is the ability to disobey. Allah does not create in him which is the ability to disobey. Allah does not create this in him. This is in the previous quote, page 420. So according to Al-Qushayri, he is created with the inability to disobey. According to him, he is created with what? The inability to disobey. And in the same book, however, Al-Qushayri, and this is the situation with innovations, Al-Qushayri contradicts this statement by saying, quote, it is not proper for the murid, the seeker, the murid, the one who seeks Sufism, to believe in the isma, infallibility of the mashayikh, plural of sheikh. It is rather dutiful to leave them to their ahwal, to their states, meaning to their mystical states. This is in the same book, page 743. But when we examine Abu al-Bakr al-Wasiti, who died in 320, corresponding to 932 of the current era, and one of the companions of al-Junayd, Junayd is considered to be the leader for the Sufis, and one of those who shared in laying down many of the foundations of Sufism, classified the Sufi awliya, the Sufi saints, into three ranks. First, those having ismah, infallibility, from disbelief, from shirk, from hypocrisy. Second, those possessing infallibility from major and minor sins. Third, those with isma, infallibility, from corrupt and evil thoughts. And it's important to remember the strong relationship between many of the Sufi concepts and those of the Rafida, including this one we talked about, the isma. First, the isma, the infallibility, the dogma of isma. Second, the classification. This is common to both of them. Listen carefully. The classification of every Islamic sect, to every Islamic text, into so-called batin, esoteric, and zahir, outward. And that the esoteric is to them known as al-haqiqa, literally the reality or the truth, which is the esoteric quote truth, understood by quote the special ones. While this one on the outward is the exoteric element referred to as the Sharia, aimed for the common Muslim. Consequently, this paved the way to the distorted concept, distortion, mildly referred to as ta'wil, which is allegorical or symbolic interpretation of the Quran and Sunnah texts. Such a phenomena is common amongst all the esoteric sects. Take for example the infamous Ibn Atta. They read their book Al-Hikam Al-Ata'iyya, Al-Hikam, the wisdoms of Ibn Atta. This is read by most Sufis. Take for example Ibn Atta Illah, relating the interpretation of one of his Sufi masters to the following verses from Surah Al-Shu'ara 42, 49, 50. Take as an example how they have done with this ta'wil, the allegorical or symbolic interpretation, because they said each text of the Quran has a hidden meaning and an esoteric hidden meaning and an outward or exoteric meaning. Exoteric meaning for the common Muslims, but the inner meaning is for the special. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا. To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. He creates what He wills. He bestows female offspring upon whom He wills. What did he say? The Sufi master of Ibn Atta said, it means the good deeds. He bestows female offsprings upon whom He wills. They said it means the good deeds. And then the next, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ, and bestows male offspring upon whom He wills. The Sufi master said it means knowledge. أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا, or He bestows both males and females. His Sufi mystic said, quote, it means knowledge and good deeds. وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا, and He renders barren whom He wills. The Sufi mystic of Ibn Atta, Sheikh, said, neither knowledge nor good deeds. And this is only one of the batini, hidden distortions of the texts, and which is widespread in the books of the Rafida. Right? We learned this before, isn't it? They turned so many verses to mean Ali and Hassan and Ahlul Bayt, right? They tell you this is batini, hidden. This is not known except for the special, isn't it? We learned this when we discussed some of their statements before. This is common to them also. طيب. The Sufis, like the Rafida, they link many of their so-called celebrated figures, they link their chain of sainthood to Ali bin Abi Talib. To Ali bin Abi Talib. And interestingly, Al-Sha'rani related that one of the Sufis said that, quote, Ali bin Abi Talib was raised up unto Allah like Jesus, like Isa alayhi salam, and he will descend like the case of Isa alayhi salam. And Al-Sha'rani added, the same was said by my Shaykh Ali al-Khawwas. This is where? This is in his book, Tabaqat al-Tabaqat, meaning Tabaqat al-Sha'rani, volume 1, or rather 2, page 44. He, Al-Sha'rani, also related that Abu al-Abbas al-Mursi, one of the Sufi mystics, stated that the Sufi path goes all the way to Al-Hasan bin Ali. In the same book, page 14. Also, like the Rafida, like the Imamite Rafida, the Sufi masters claim that they receive Al-Wahi. Wahi, revelation. Speak with Allah, and Allah speaks with them without a veil. They said wilaya, sainthood, is higher in rank than prophethood. This is also common with whom? You tell me. You people who are listening. This is common also with whom? With the Rafida. Yes, the Rafida. That's how they rank their imams. Right? Tayyib. That they know al-ghayb. That they know al-ghayb. They know al-ghayb. They know unseen. The unseen. Don't you hear that the Rafida say that Ali runs the atoms of the universe? That they know the unseen. Al-Sha'rani relates through his Sufi sources that whenever Sheikh Tajuddin bin Sha'ban, and this is a Sufi adept, was asked about certain things, he would respond by saying, wait until Jibreel comes. This is in his book, Al-Akhlaq Al-Matbuliyya. Al-Sha'rani, volume 1, page 454. The Rafida, believe that there must be an existing imam, hidden or known, whose presence stabilizes the earth, establishes evidence, and without him, Allah would not be worshipped on earth. Isn't it this the creed of the Rafida? Isn't it this the creed of the Rafida? That there must be an existing imam, hidden or known, whose presence stabilizes the earth, establishes evidence, and without him Allah would not be worshipped on the earth. Doubting or ignoring this principle is disbelief. Many of the celebrated Sufis share the same concept, but they call him the Wali. They call him the Wali, the saint. They also make it incumbent on every disciple to have a living sheikh, otherwise he would go astray and misguide others. This is in the same reference I cited earlier, pages 212-215. Furthermore, the Rafida and the Sufis, so-called saints, understand the tongues of humans, of jinns and animals. Now, Bint Anwar, you asked about animals and pets, and right? There you go. The Rafida and the Sufi so-called saints understand the tongues of humans, jinns and animals. The same reference, pages 221-223. Al-Sha'rani related that their Sheikh Abu Yaz'a Abu Ya'za, stayed 15 years in the wilderness with the birds and lions visiting him, executing his commands, and consulting with him regarding their affairs. When he was visited by Abu Madian, this Abu Madian is a celebrated Ghawth. Ghawth, this is another mystic term. He told him, when he was visited by Abu Madian, he told him, quote, "These beasts and birds found comfort in being close to me, and hence they tolerated the pains of hunger for my sake." This is in Al-Anwar Al-Qudsiyya by Ash-Sha'rani, volume 2, page 115. Furthermore, the basics of the Rafida concept of Al-Haqiqa Al-Muhammadiyya, Muhammadiyya reality, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reality. They say that he is Al-Insan Al-Kamil, the perfect man. And then they give him also divine concepts. This principle, the concept of Al-Haqiqa Al-Muhammadiyya, I will also refer to it later, but let's continue. This was adopted by the Sufis, like Ibn Arabi, like Al-Jili, and others. This concept is that Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad being the perfected manifestation of the greatest name of Allah, the first of creation who manifests himself in the form of Adam, Noah, Ibrahim, and all of the prophets, and finally as the last or end of them all. The Sufis and the Rafida attributed this sainthood, the ability to manifest themselves in different forms. Ash-Sha'rani related that one Sufi, quote, appeared to his enemies in the form of a big lion, end of quote. This is in Tabaqat al-Sha'rani, volume 2, page 3. He also related that Ibrahim al-Dusuqi as being Musa. Musa alayhi salam, he took the form of Musa. And Ali bin Abi Talib, and that the one in whose hands are the doors to hell and paradise. He claims, "Whoever visits me, I shall make him enter the paradise." This is in Tabaqat al-Sha'rani, volume 1, page 180. See also other references like this in At-Tasawwuf, pages 226-230. Add to that, the Sufis yes, Abdul Wahab al-Sha'rani. Abdul Wahab al-Sha'rani. This is al-Sha'rani. Yes. The infamous Sufi. The Sufis adopted the concept of taqiyya, concealment. They adopted this from the Rafida. This concept stands for concealing beliefs, principles, knowledge, and secrets about Allah, which Allah Himself bestowed upon their special so-called saints. Look at this taqiyya. Abu Bakr al-Khalabati said, quote, Al-Junayd, the master of the Sufi path, told Al-Shibli, is one of his close associates, look what he told him. According to these are Sufi references. We have composed this knowledge, meaning of Sufism, in an elegant style, and then hidden it in a sirdab. Sirdab? You know what sirdab? A narrow place into which one enters. You know the Rafida, they talk about their imam, their hidden imam, waiting imam is stuck in a sirdab, in a tunnel, waiting to come, right? Their Mahdi. Then he continued, you then came, and look, he tells him, you then came and publicized it for everyone. He replied, I say and I hear. Is there anyone else in the Darain? Darain, meaning, this is the dual of Dar, refers to the perishable abode, this one, and the everlasting abode, other than me. And we have the authentic knowledge which is based on Quran and Sunnah. There is nothing hidden in any place, let alone be kept from people. This is taqiyya. Or taqiyya. This is, inshallah ta'ala, sufficient. And most importantly, before I forget, if you think a little bit and examine the reality, you will find that this all, that there is a great matter, which is the matter of shirk, ascribing partners to Allah in worship. Amongst these two sects, there is a great deal of emphasis on graves and grave occupants, and of calling the dead and the absent. Tawheed is free from all of that. The Sunnah is free of all of that. So the believers must not be deluded or deceived by the issue of love of awliya, love of saints. All of this must ascribe to Sharia. If it is in opposition to Sharia, it is to be rejected from whomever it comes. And this is the criteria which saves the religion of the individual. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.